I trained with the prestigious Central School of Speech and Drama in London, and some of what I learned I'm passing on to you in the short daily episodes, Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's programme. And we're talking about creating different character voices, and we've had a first couple of steps on that over the last couple of 3 days. But what you're trying to do is create a character catalogue, if you like. You've been listening really intently, really closely, really concentrating on the different voices that you hear around you. You're trying to work out what the essence is, where that voice comes from, some of the vocal characteristics in that voice, how somebody may react in a different set of emotional circumstances, and how that would change their voice. And once you've really heard their voice, and it may be somebody at work that you can listen to day after day after day after day and really concentrate, really listen to how it is they speak and what it is they say, how they say it, how they manipulate words, where that sound is coming from within their frame, which is obviously going to be easier than just overhearing someone for 10 seconds at a bus stop, although that may still help. You play around with that voice. You practice that kind of voice. And again, we're not asking you to do to mimic it, to do an imitation and try and get it exact and sound just like Mr. Burns from Accounts. We're not asking you to do that at all. It's the essence, it's the quality, it's the sound, it's the characters of that sound that we're asking you to play around with and practice. And then when you think you're coming up with a character, and we're going to be talking a bit more about characterization over the next couple of 3 days, you can then give each of those different character voices a name. Smoking Susan, sharp suited Sean, that kind of thing. And a bit of a backstory to help you remember them. Because then it's going to be easier for you to pull that particular voice off the shelf. It's not just male vocal rough or sweet sounding woman. Yeah, you've actually got a personification linked with that voice. As I say, Smoking Susan, sharp suited Sean, and a bit of a backstory to help you remember them. Why is Sean sharp suited? What was it about him that made you think that? How are you going to remember them? Because then what you can do is you can log each one of these voices in your voice bank of voices, your character catalogue, and you can use that voice for characterisations in the future. So your character catalogue may include things like their vocal and physical attributes. How did Sean look? How really did Susan sound? Write it down. How did you feel when you heard them? How does it feel to do their voice? What comes to mind when you go into that particular character? Maybe even come up with a key catchphrase of theirs. Not necessarily one they actually said in real life, because after all, you've developed this characterisation from someone real, but it's now a caricature of them. But what would be a key catchphrase of theirs that when you say it, instantly gets you into character? He kind of sums them up. Maybe Sean, as I said a few days ago, is a used car salesman. Maybe Smoking Susan works at the laundrette. Or maybe she's on reception. Yeah? Or maybe it's the person Susan sold you your last house or something like that. Yeah? What kind of phrase sums them up that when you say it in their character voice instantly gets you into their character? Also, note down, what do you do physically to find that character? Maybe it's a snarled lip, yeah? Maybe it's a particular sound in the throat or a particular kind of swallow, or what they do with their tongue when they speak, and so on. What do you do physically to find the character? Maybe you fold your arms and kind of give yourself a bit of a hug. Maybe that's makes you sound small and kind of conservative with a small C in your voice, being hunched over and a bit reticent to speak. Or maybe you open up and your arms fling wide. And notice how my voice changed when I did that. And maybe that lifts your voice and lifts your tone. And it's that physical attribute that helps you find one of these characters you're putting into your bank. Then, of course, what you can do is actually make a recording of your reading as this character so you can find them again really easily. And that would be really, really good for you to do. I mean, in animation, in characterization, in cartoons, you may only have one or two or three characters. But in an audiobook narration, which we're going to be talking about in a few weeks' time, you may have to voice 5 or 10 different characters. We'll talk about the subtleties of that, as I say, when we come to audiobook narration. But you've got to have more than one or two characters that you can potentially do. I mean, the Harry Potter series is said to have 772 characters, and more than 300 of them with speaking roles. Imagine keeping track of all those different voices. Well, you don't necessarily have to do a completely different one for all of them, but you've got to have more than one or two or three, haven't you, if you're going to be doing an audiobook. And you've got to have several in your catalogue of character voices if you're going to be pitching yourself as being able to voice up some cartoon characters. Yeah? So have a recording of you reading as this character so you can find them again really easily. Voiceover artist Ellie Ray from ellieray.com, her link is in the show notes, says, always know the character laugh. This is key. If you don't have the character laugh, you don't know the character. For joy is the basis of all animation characters, even if they're villains and evil. Yeah, you never know what complete voice or personality you can choose to use in the future, or even what small element you can steal or develop from somebody else. And the key is that once you've got 3 or 4 different characters, using some of the tips that I've been giving you over the past several days, then you can take elements of each of those and come up with another character. And I'll tell you more about that over the next few days as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.